which drew such a narrow passage. So, in other words, because of the movement of the behemoth, so the passage, the opening, widens as a result of the vibrations and the movement. So we say, somehow, it got through the vibration. Only if it is a date, I will say, so it's stone of a date is not likely to But if it is a stone of an olive, that is like a needle. It's very likely. It has a very thin edge. So mele, the stone of an olive can puncture. So you have to behave, maybe it puncture. I will disease the needles. Miobel Hudirovir, I'll give you a new ashen about the Jose Yom Rabbi. This atomic meat we add more to it. She nechil ha'achshavotis. Kibor oshem nane neiso. I mean, that's like you see. In other words, because that was the movement. Shem nane neiso. My eyes are able to become larva. It's strange to do. Mib ze boza. Ki macha. Man the Torah be macha. Name biho. All right. Omer Rabbeich. Lomo nikro shmo reye shemihiro esenai. That's why the cold, the lung is called Rei. Iboyer, lachile oi alidei samoni. In other words, it's good for the eyes. So, is it good for the eyes when you eat the lung just by itself? Or it's good for the eyes if you mix the lung with certain ingredients. Toshma, Yomar Avune Bar Yehuda, Avze Bizuze Vereye Dido Be'abo. He used to sell a goose for one zuz, and the lung of a goose, they charged four zuz. Now that doesn't make sense. Vi salted Aitach Lachile. So why was it so expensive? Because the lung was considered as being helpful for the eyes. So if you say that it's not the lung as it is intact without the admixture of something else is good for the eyes, but it's only the lung that is mixed with other ingredients that is good for the eyes. So then we can understand this why a whole goose costed only one zuz. And this kind of a thing, because that trick involved a certain preparation. You had to mix it with other raw materials. So mele, it cost more. But if you say that it was good for the eyes, the lung by itself, so why did people spend money three extra zuzim? All they had to do is to buy a whole goose, whether they care for the goose or not, and let them cut out the lung and use it for the eyes. So it's an eye, but it's only together with a mixture of other things. So it's good for them. Now the Gemara raises the question. But suppose we find that is usually handled by the butcher. So mele, it's very likely that the butcher, when he handled it, so he made an ekev after the shchite. So the question is, if we find the reye, a nekev in a reye, in a spot that the butcher handles, so can we presume that this nekev was caused by the butcher's handling? Or, since we didn't see that the nekev was caused by the butcher's handling, so we cannot take it for granted? So there is a machlekes. Talino loy talino. Avade banos no matalino. Mazut beit Rav Mori omar loy talino. והילכה זה דל עינון. אומר רב שמואל פרד רב אבויה, אבא מראי שקלי דרף חמד. In other words, my avui d'ave mirei she avui d'ave that's ravache banos Rashi says avui d'ave ravache mirei she kalei mirei d'ashoni. He was one of the main speakers at the kalei. Kalei was in Bizman Chazal in Surin Pedise Nadoi, so in the months of Elul and Odeh, also they gave droshes, lectures, and all dini for the whole public. So avuid abe mereishi kali de rav chamave, and that is reference to ravache banos. Nah, so ravache banos, it's not ravade banos, but ravache banos. So ravache banos says talino. So he says, in other words, he was an expert. He can be relied upon. That we do attribute it to the handling by the butcher. What's the raya? Now we learned after that if a zeiv took the internals of a behemoth and then he brought them back completely perforated, so we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe these internals were perforated at the very outset, but we say no. When the zeif picked them up, they were not perforated, and these perforations were made by the zeif because we know that the zeif is capable of making perforations in organs. So memele here too. We know that the butcher's hand is capable of making nikovim. So since the nekev in the reya was found in a place that is handled by the butcher's hands, so we may be telling it. Mune, pliti bo ravizim badusoye v'rabon. Chadom akedim shrite polis, v'chadom alachas shrite polis, v'hilches alachas shrite polis. Suppose we find in the Re'e, as we open up the Re'e, after Shrite, we find worms in the Re'e. We find worms in the Re'e. So the question is, when did these worms develop in the Re'e? While the Behemoth was living, or after the Shrite? If the worms developed, if we knew that worms developed the kelim shrite, so then in all probability these worms, while the behemoth was alive, they certainly perforated the lung. And even if we don't see any nekef in the lung, so we say scar tissue developed over it, because it's highly unlikely that worms should develop over in the lung of the behemoth, in the lifetime of the behemoth, and not perforate, and that these worms should not perforate the lung. But maybe the worms developed lachashvite, some mele, since we don't find any nikovim in the reye, so we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe there was a nekev in the lifetime of the behemoth. So the question is, do we have to, can we take it for granted that it happened lachashchite or not? So the machlekes. Pliti bo ravis bo nisoi ve rabona, chadom akilim shchite polis, ve chadom alachashchite polis. Ve hilchas alachashchite polis. Again, Dr. Bowden is marvels at the idea of chazal. So he mentions that in medical statistics, so there are only two types of worms that can develop in cattle while the behemoth lives. But there are so many types of worms, and he calls it by names, I don't remember the names. And these worms produce a certain disease when they develop in the lifetime of the behemoth. But there are so many types of worms that can develop on the loan of the behemoth after the death of the behemoth. So Mamela, we can understand very well as to why the Gemara says Vilchas Lachashvite Polish. It's simply on the basis of wolf, because all kinds of worms can develop Lachashvite. Only two kinds of worms can thrive and build up a culture in the lifetime of the behemoth. So Mamela, we don't have to be cheshish for it. Reb Shimon Eimer Ad Shetinokif. Omer Rabbe Batachlif, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Barabe Ad Shetinokif Lisimpon Godel. Yosef Ravache Barababe Kamid Ravune V'Yosef Vikoma Omer Rabbi Maluch. Omer Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi Halochik Reb Shimon. That's a name of an Ameri. Omer Levi Maluch Harvoy Gamret. In other words, you mean the Chochem Maluch who came from Arabia, that was his, the place from where he was born. Ein alochek Reb Shimon koma. Malach, Rabbi Malach said that ein alochek Reb Shimon. Kisolik Reb Zeir Ashkel Rav Bibi Yosef koma. Omer Rabbi Malach, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi alochek Reb Shimon. So the question was, what did Rabbi Malach say? Whether Rabbi Malach said alochek Reb Shimon or ein alochek Reb Shimon? Omer leichay de mar da novi Rav Chiya Barabi v'Rabbi Ase. Iklin le asked Rab Malach, vi amrlei yom amar alochek Reb Shimon. So they asked Rab Malach himself, did you say the alochek Reb Shimon? V'om alon ein alochek Reb Shimon amre. Vi atma be yodoch, omalei hoche omar Rab Yitzhak Barame or Rab Shimon Levi alochek Reb Shimon. This is what the Chazal said before. But then the last Chachomim, that means the Bezdinei of Rabbeinu v'Rav Asher, who were chasing the Talmud, they said, Vein alochek Reb Shimon. So memele, that's the way you pass, because Elashev tashayir b'yomim ma'ein. So what does it mean b'yomim ma'ein? That means the last Bezdin of the Chachmei HaKabole, of the Chachmei HaTalmud. So this is what they pass. This is what Rashi says. Gimora posik. Vein alochek. Vatma biyodoch, Rabbi Beshailo Rab Zeire, Veina Lochek Reb Shimon, Gimor Posko, Uvishino Achreino. What do you mean, Yeshiva Achreino? That means the last session of the Chesimus Talmud. Nifziko Aloches Alolu, Hapsukis, Stambi Gmor. Stambi Gmor. All right. Nikva Akein. Omar Rav Yitzchok, now here is Isugye. That is a very important sugya. I mean, it's not a nisa treifes, it's an nisa of chelet, but a very basic sugya. Omer Rav Yitzchok ben Achmeini, Omer Rav Eishe, chelet shel gabi kevo, keyanim nogu beheta. Now, you'll have to know, I don't know whether we'll manage to go over Simen Samadalet, inside. If we don't, you'll have to go over it yourself. So then Simen Samadalet deals with the Isar of Chelev. So, Omar Rab Yitzchok ben Achmeini, Omar Rab Eishe, Chelev shel gabi kevo, keyanim nogu beheta. There is a certain, what is Chelev? Chelev is a certain kind of fats. But not all fats be the Torah Asar. The Torah only Asar certain type of fats. The other fat, so, is that's called Shumen. That's called Shumen. So, only certain kind of fats, the Torah asked. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that there are three places where the chilev is osa, where the fat is osa. That is, the chilev akloiz, that's the internals. That means the stomach, the intestines, But it's not so poshut. Not all the fat that covers the stomach and the intestine is asur. But there is one type of chilev, of fat, that is osea, that comes with the nisa of chilev. There's the chilev shal akeret. That's the and the internals. We shall shtei akloes and the kidneys, they shall aksolim, the loins. Only these things. Now, ksolim and kloes, there is no machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So everybody agrees that the chilev, the fat that it covers the loins, or the fat that is al shtei akloes, the kidneys, that's certainly osa. And there is a chiyuv kores if you eat that chilev. But the extent of the chilev shel akerem that comes with the nisaf chilev, there is a basic machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But there are three areas of chilev that are osa, of fat that are osa. One area is the chilev shel aksolim, the loins. Another area of fat that is osa is the chilev that are the kidneys, and the other area of fat that is osea is the chilev and the internals. Now, in regard to the chilev shel akerev, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The question is whether the chilev that is on the left stomach, whether the chilev that is on the left stomach, or on the intestines, after the first layer of the intestines. So you see, as the intestines begin, so one amo of that intestine to the chilev, and the first amo is certainly osa. After that amo, let's see, the chilev that is on the coil of the intestines after the tamo is still in the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And then also the chilev that is on the fourth stomach is also still in machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But according to Moshe in the Gemara, the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is only in regard to the lesser curvature, the chilev that is on the lesser curvature of the fourth stomach of the ebomesim, because the ebomesim, the cavo, is in the form of a curvature, and then you have the greater curvature, and then you have inside the greater curvature you have a smaller curvature. That's the lesser curvature. So as far as the lesser curvature. So certainly according to Rabbi Akiva, so it is not osa, the lesser curvature. And how about the chilev that is on the greater curvature of the kevo, the keshes, as it is called, the keshes of the kevo? So then the atulishin is in the Gemara. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yitzchok ben Nachmani, Omar Rav Yoshe, chilev shel gavi kevo ki hanim noag b'heter. That the chilev that is on the ebomesim, the fourth stomach, certainly in the lesser curvature, that's the inner curvature in the kevo, so the chilev that is on the inner curvature of the kevo, so the kehanim ani yeter, did it. Oh, why kehanim? So Rashi explains it. Sha'akevo nitno lehem mizefri hazevach. I mean, the same heter would apply to Israelim too. But it was very relevant to the kehanim, because the kevo of the korban had to be given to kehanim. So mele, to them, it was a relevant question as to whether you can eat the fatty parts and the lesser curvature of the kevo or not. So the kehanim were accustomed to eat the fatty parts and the lesser curvature of, that's called the Seyote. The greater curvature of the cable is called Keshes, Kashti. And the lesser curvature that is inside the outer circle, so that the Kehanim were accustomed to eat it. Kirbi Yishmoel, Shoma Mishma Reis, Visimonoch, Reb Yishmoel Kahanem Misaye Kahanem. In other words, if you want to remember, because, you know, everything had to be studied by Pei, so they had to resort to Simoni. So if you want to have a simen to remember who says what, so you should make for yourself a simen. That the Kayan, that Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Kayan, so he helps out the Kayan. That is, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Shmuel held that the chilev in the lesser curvature was mutar because it harmonized with his interest, as we shall. But just as a simen to remember it, so you should remember it, that Rabbi Shmuel is a Kayan, he is on the side of the Kehanim. Not coincidentally, he is on the side of the Kehanim, not deliberately. All right. Shoma Mishma Reza. V'simonoch Yishmoel Kahane Misaye Kahane. Tomi Dueizro, Umeikele. All the time, he helps them out. I mean, that is just an expression in order to remember who says what. We come in for a sheikh. At one time, there's a certain maskol, he's well known. I don't know whether you heard of him, but he was well known 40 years ago in the Jewish scene, and he even had a reputation as being an Orthodox Jew and perhaps as a leader, but the truth was that he was not a maimon. At one time, Yishuv Shulchanon, he spoke and he mentioned that the Marsho himself had a critical approach towards Chazal. That's what he said, I mean, with the chutzpah in his chutzpah. So that the Marsho interpreted the dinim of the Gemara on the basis of the historical approach. In other words, you know, I mean, that nonsense that Bishamai belonged to the aristocratic class and Bisilel belong to the common people, so that's the reason as to why Bishamai say this and Bisil say that, all kinds of nonsense. But he said that the Marsho was really not the conservative rabbis conceived of that approach, but the Marsho himself, and he mentioned, and he had the chutzpah to mention a Marsho in Gemara in Psochim. So the Gemara says in Psochim, Rav Pope says, Haiman di yochel limishte shikre vishose hamre over baltashkes. So if somebody can drink beer and he spends money on wine, he's over baltashkes. So the Gemara says, no, it's not like that. Baltashkes the goofy olive. So there is no baltashkes if you spend a lot of money in order to buy something that you think is better for your health. So then there is no baltashkes. But Rav Pope said over baltashkes. So the Marsho says that Rav Pope said that because Rav Pope was a beer manufacturer. So that was the Raya Brure that Rav Pope, you know, adopted so-called historical sociological approach. In other words, because he belonged to the bourgeoisie, so Mimele, he wanted, so he formulated the aloches in accordance with the interests of the rich class. So, I mean, my father never interrupted anybody, but he interrupted him and he said that he's talking nonsense. Yireta maratzies in shtus. Ich will das auf den Stamm rufen, because es, weil es hat Zugriss a Titel für euch. Ihr wisst, was der Pshat im Marsho ist. Es ist sehr poschet. Wie kann Rav Pope sagen, als er mir so sagt, als er selber bei Tashris, Rav Poppy wird Chichmide sein. Also ich sie nicht gesund, die noch ein Tag im Baltaschris. So, sag da mal schon, wie bald Rav Poppy, ich bin ein Manufacturer auf dem Bier, ist er gewinn ein größer Mumche, ein größer Expert. Was ist sie gut für gesund und was ist sie nicht gut für gesund? Das ist der Pschat in Marschau. Nicht eier am Ratsis, nein, eier Stuss. Und in Yeshivas Rebbe Zichronon können wir solche Idioten von nicht reden. So, he got off the Bime and he stopped talking. I won't mention the name of that person because he's already a Sheikh enough. So I mention it, you see, in connection with this, you know, somebody might say that the Gemara itself, you know, is interpreting, you know, the Tanoim on the basis, because I read it in some books that were written by conservative rabbis. So they say that Chochme. I mean, he said, why are they accused, you know, of heresy? Just because they explain Bishamay and Bistilel on the basis of the sociological approach. He says the Gemara itself says that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel, because he was a Kohen, so in order to protect the interests of the Kehanim, so he formulated the Halachos of Chelev that has to do with the Nisa Kores on the basis, you know, of the interests of the Kehanim. And he approves of that, after all. I mean, the Kehanim have to make a living. Why shouldn't? I mean, he glorifies Rabbi Shmuel for that. Because according to him, Rabbi Shmuel believed that the halacha has to vary according to the times. It has to be adapted according to the times. But this is the pshat. What it means, just as a simon. V'simonoch. In other words, as the Gemara mentioned, simon. V'simonoch Yishmuel kahane misaye. Kahane. Mai. So in other words, as a simon, you should remember that so you know who said what. That Rabbi Shmuel, who is a Kohen, happens to say halachos that are helpful to the Kohen. To the Kohen. Ditanye, koi sivorchos me Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel eimeir, lomadnu brocho li Yisrael mipi Kohen. Li Kohenim atzmon loy lomadnu. So in other words, there is a posse, koi sivorchos me Yisrael. So that means that the Kohenim are mivorch Yisrael. And the Kehanim Atzmon, so they are blessed. Who blesses them? The Kehanim. But who blesses the Kehanim? Kehanim Atzmon. Ulamadnu kishoim avani avorchein heveim ea Kehanim mivorchein Yisrael v'akodish boruchu mivorch lekan. Akodish boruchu lekan. So in other words, the Kehanim are also blessed. And that is mentioned in the same posik. V'ani avorchein. Rabbi Akiva eimeir Lomadnu brocho li Yisroel, mich bikahan, mich bikvu alo lomadnu, kishu omar, vani avorchei, hevei meir, ke ani mivorchim li Yisroel, vakodish boruchu, maskim al yodo, elo rab. So he interprets vani avorchei differently. You see, Rabbi Shmuel interprets vani avorchei, and I, God, will bless the Kehanim. And Rabbi Akiva interprets Vani Avorchem, Anig, I God will bless the Yisrael whom the Kehanim bless. In other words, the Kehanim, they have to pronounce the blessing, but they do not become blessed through the fiat of the Kehanim. They become blessed because once the Kehanim bless the Yisrael, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam confirms their prophet. So this is how Rabbi Akiva explains it. So El Rabakim Brochali Kehanim Minoli. So Bishleime according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Ani Avorchim implies that the Kehanim themselves are blessed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. But according to Rabbi Akiva, so Ani Avorchim means that the Ribbono Shel Olam confirms the broche of the Israel that the Kehanim bestow upon Israel. So where do we find a source for the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam blesses Kehanim too? So maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam blesses only Israel, not Kehani. Omer Rav Nachman Bayitzrok, Ma'avorcho Mivorchecho. Mivorcho Mivorchecho. So in other words, so according to both, the Kehani are blessed. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the fact that Kehanim are blessed is implicit in the same Pasuk in Osei, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's implicit in the Pasuk in Bereishis. So now the question arises, who might be Messiah Kehanim? In other words, so both are helpful to the Kehanim. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So why is this mentioned as a simen? Rabbi Shmuel was a Kehanim, and he's helpful. He is helpful to Kehanim. Umay Messiah Kehanim, the Mekele Libertas Kehanim, Bimokim Brocha di Yisrael. Bimokim Brocha di Yisrael. So, it's a Birkas Yisrael, the Hocha Adif, the Mashmash and Mizborch in Heim Mashon. So, as a simen, it could be mentioned. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Brocha of the Kehanim is not mentioned in the same parasha as the Brocha of Yisrael. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel's interpretation, so the Broch of Kehanim is mentioned in the same parasha as the Broch of Yisrael. So in other words, so Hishite appears to be more helpful to the Kehanim than the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So it is used as a symbol. Oh, now, he said that Rabbi Shmuel Kehanim, Misayi Kehanim, always. So he says, and he said, Rabbi Shmuel Shoma Mishma Deisot, Kehanim Noag Beheter, Ki Rabbi Shmuel Shoma Mishma Deisot. What is, now here too, it happened, as is, it coincidentally, he happened to be Misayeya, the Kehanim, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel's memory that he said in the name of his Rabbein. So what is it? That's in connection with Chalef. So it's Negeya and Isakoras. So, Rabbi Shmuel Shom Mishal Reis of Mayim, Itanya Kol Achilev Asher Akeret. So in other words, Chilev is Oser. Chilev is Oser, and there is an Isakores for Chilev. And then the Chilev has to be burned on the Mizbeach, the Chilev. The Chilev. So Hov Lohovi, so there is an equation. Whatever has to be burned on the Mizbeach, in the Korban, so it comes within this Chilev. What does not have to be burned on the Mizbeach does not come within this Achilev. In other words, this is the criterion whereby we can determine what comes within the Isakores of Achilev or not. If it is something that has to be burned on the Mizbeach, it comes within the Isakores. If it does not have to be burned on the Mizbeach, so it does not come within this Achilev. So, Hovi Achilev Shal Gavadak, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Chavakim eimeya lihovi chilev shalakim. Love chilev shalakim. Now, Rashi. Chilev shaladakim likamon amrinon rish meya beamse bo yegrere. Vizeu chilev shaladakim. Kishamayim maschilin limoshech nakeivo. Have chilev shaladakim. Oser adam. Lidivrei Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei shechilev shalakirev shekirim tilo mechubabei. והקוסם הרבה יום בכלל ועסקו אחרת. אבל חילף של הקיבו לרבי שמואל מוטה. והיינו מסעי כאן. So according to רבי שמואל, so when the Torah says, it's called החילף של הקרב, so that includes the חילף that is on the first layer of the small intestine. As the small intestine starts from the end of the fourth stomach. So there is the beginning of the small intestine. So the first amon of that layer, that is osa. So rish mayo of the internals, the first amon, boigreira, that you have to scrape off. And the rest, the other coils, the chilef, we're not talking about the intestine themselves, but the chilev that is on the intestines. So the chilev that covers the first amo of the intestine has to be scraped off. That's osa. That comes within the chilev. But then, beyond the first amo of the intestine, so the fat that covers the intestine, the coils, that is beyond the first amo of the intestine, is not osa. So he says, V'akosam arbeim lichlal meis kol achilev, avol chilev shal akeivo lerabi Shmuel muta. So, in other words, so that is, or say, Masha'inkein, the fat that covers the internals, the intestine, beyond the first amo of the intestine, is not osea. And also, the chelev, the fat that covers the kevo, the lesser curvature, the inside ego, the lesser curvature of the mesem, is not osea either. Then the Gemara will say that this is Rav Akiva's shita, really. All right. So only with, that means at the first amo of the intestine. So in other words, they could eat the fatty parts. But there is another Tane who says that even the chelev that is on the kevo is also a cell. And even the chelev that is beyond the first amo of the intestine is also a cell. Oh, Rabbi Akiva email of the chelev shel kevo. And Rabbi Akiva says that the chelev shel gab kevo is also a cell. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shomam Mishim Rabbi Iso, so it's not a cell. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not osir. Shem Rabbi Yisrael, there's something else. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not osir. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the fat that is on the kevo is osir. V'remine, es achilev asher lakerev, Rabbi Shmuel emeir, ma achilev amchaz es akerev, krum v'niklav, av kol krum v'niklav. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, what is the criterion whereby you determine whether a certain fatty part is chilev, comes within this of chilev or not, or is to be considered a shumen. So the criterion is there are two prerequisites. Number one is that it should have a membrane. And number two, that it should be capable of being peeled off. So, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel says that any fatty part that covers an internal organ, whether it's the kevo, or it's the keres, or it's the daking, any fatty part that covers an internal organ that has a membrane and is capable, is readily peelable. In other words, you can peel it off. You can peel off the membrane from it. So then it comes within the Isra of Chelev. So Memele, from that point of view, all the fatty parts are come within the Isra of Chelev. Not only the fatty part that covers the woman, the keres, and not only the fatty part that covers the first amo layer, the first amo layer of the intestine, but even the fatty part that covers the intestines after the first amo layer, and even the fatty part that covers the lesser curvature of the less stomach is also conforms to these two attributes. It has a krum, it has a membrane, and it's readily peelable. In other words, you can peel it off. Peel it off. So everything, so it's machmir. So in other words, so according to the second price, Rabbi Shmuel is machmir. According to the first price, Rabbi Shmuel is maker. Rabbi Akiva Imeir, no, according to the second price, Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir and Rabbi Akiva is the maker. Rabbi Akiva Imeir, ma achilev amachases akerev, teisev krum v'niklav, av kol teisev krum v'niklav. So in other words, he darshes as follows, just as the chilev that is on the keres, on the woman, that everybody admits that it comes within the chilev. So it has an even layer, not just an even membrane, an even layer, not just a layer. Sometimes, you see, the chilev, the fatty part that covers the lesser curvature in the mesem, so does not have an even layer. But the layer is in the form of lumps. It's not even. So according to Rabbi Akiva, only that fatty part that is tasty, that is even, in other words, not in the form of lumps. Tasif kum, af kol tasif kum v'niklav. La fuke, the fatty part on the cable, So that's in the form of lumps. You can't peel it off. I mean, so it's in the form, is the form of lumps. So Mimele, it doesn't come with Nisa. Anyway, so there's a stira. In the first price, Rabbi Shmuel is the maker. That only the chinuf shal gabe adakim is osa. The first amuleya of the intestine. But the chilev that is al gabe akevo is muter. Whereas in the second price, Rabbi Shmuel says that any fatty part that conforms to the characteristics of kumvinikla, including the fatty part that covers the kevo, is also, so there is there. Sholach, Robin Mishmid Rabbi Yechanan Kachi Atzoi Shal Mishneh, Veifer Kamais. In other words, we should reverse the roles in the first price. We should read as follows. Lehovi Chelev Shal Gabi Adaki. Ladakim Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Meir. Lehovi Chelev Shal Gabi Akiva. Just the reverse. In other words, we should reverse the first price. So, Veiva Kamaise. My Chosis Dafkas Kamaise Veiva Basraise. So the Gemara answers, Shanoche Kim Diktone Ma Dafke. We see that the second price is formulated accurately, every word, because it mentions the whole droshe, I mean, teisef, krum, venikla. So, mimele, we reverse the roles in the first price. Oh, shanoch agiltone ma'adaf, ihoche. So the question arises, ki Rabbi Shmuel, Kirabakili. So that means that Rabbi Shmuel, he said, what did Gemara say here before? That Chilev Shel Gabi Kevo, Ki Ani Noag Beheter, since you reverse the roles in the first Baise. So the correct way is the way it's mentioned in the second Baise. And the second Baise, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir. Machile vamechase. Machile vamechase as a keref. Krum viniklav. So mimele, it includes even the chilev shel gabe akevo. So Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir. So it's not that keyani minoag beheta ke Rabbi Shmuel. So it's keyani, we should say keyani minoag beheta ke Rabbi Akiva, not ke Rabbi Shmuel. Why does he say keyani minoag beheta ke Rabbi Shmuel? The answer is keyani minoag beheta. So you might get the teretz keyani yoche ke Rabbi Shmuel ke Rabbi Akiva. Oma Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok shoma mishma veisom vilei misvir. In other words, the sinan is, it's that Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Kayan, so the Kayanim is Noag Beheter, like the Rabbeisov, the Aveisov of Rabbi Shmuel. But in the name, Rabbi Shmuel himself was not on the side of the Kayanim. He was a Mach. But Rabbi Shmuel himself is chilek on the Aveisov, on the Rabbeisov. Now let's see the Rashi. Chilek shel adakim, kamabrinu rishmai bam, sebo yikrei yozeh chilek shel adakim, shemai maschilu limosh mehakevo. Aber chilek shel adakim moser adamo, div Rabbi Shmuel, di shechilek shel akerev, shekiyantil lemichu bebe. Vakoz mabeyim lechol gold kela achilek. Aber chilek shel akevo, di Rabbi Shmuel muter. Vayin misai kaane, krum viniklav, krum daki ishalov. Viniklav akrum al achilev shenodik bikol kach. Af kol krum viniklav. Vayin achilev shel gabe kevo. Vikol shkin chilev shel gabe dak. Kesef isimbosi. Mitargimino niseisve. Kisimu uporu shal akorev. Vakerev. Vichino adakum bireishom. In other words, only the beginning of the dakim. The first amoleya. The chilev that covers the first amoleya. Avol chilev hakeve initeisev. That's in the form of lumps. So according to Rabbi Akiva is the maker. Or the Rabbeisov, the Aveisov of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the Machmir. Rabbi Shmuel himself is the Machmir. So according to Rabbi Akiva or the Rabbeisov of Rabbi Shmuel, Chilev Akiva is muta, and the Chilev that is beyond the first Amaleya of the Dakin is also muta. According to Rabbi Shmuel, everything is osa. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Darshins, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so the prerequisite of the Issa Chilev is Kumviniklav, that's all. There is no aloche, there is no prerequisite of tasting. There is no aloche that in order to come within the Issa Chilev, so the Chilev must have a membrane that is an even layer. Even if the Chilev has a membrane that is in the form of lumps, not an even layer, in the form of lumps, you couldn't take it off as a unit. An even layer means that you can take it off as a unit. But if it's in the form of lumps, so you have to take off from one piece, from another piece. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the prerequisite is just kumviniklav. According to Rabbi Akiva, the prerequisite is teisiv kumviniklav. Not kumviniklav, but teisiv kumviniklav. I've called teisiv kumviniklav. Or now let's see the Rashi. I've called Kumanika Hills of Cable, Coach Hills of Daki. This is the Muslim community, says he. Kissimu, Polish or Akarev, the Hino Daki Miration. I will kill a cave in the Tazi, Lachtikas Tikas Roduk, which are Daki Miration Holo. Hainim Nakamte, the coil, ki after the first Amalea, Kishima Fris Nasim, and Nishama Hill Vetzlom, will have Tazifu, a Lordukwe. It is not, and it doesn't have an even layer on the cable. The fatty part does not have an even layer that could be taken off as a unit, but it's in the form of lumps. So Mele, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not osir. And then the fatty part on the dakin after the first time layer, according to Rabbi Akiva, is also muter. According to Rabbi Shmuel, both are osir. So in other words, the two nafkiminis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is the chilev shel Rabbi Akiva, yisales akashte. In other words, the fatty part on the inner curvature and also the counting. In other words, the coil, the fatty part and the coil that is beyond the first amoleia of the intestines. Now, we'll leave it here now. So, for Friday, you should be mentioned, so don't let go this minor mentioned there, and you could go over in Shono feeling on a ballot. I don't know whether, when we learn the day, whether we have time to go over Sinas Hamadala, so you should go over these two Sinas Hamadala now. And these are very important rules that have to do with the Nisa Kodesh. And the trouble is that no one knows these things. Now, in Simen Samadal, you should go over the speaking. As a matter of fact, I think you should go over the whole Simen Samadal in Haber Hamo. I mean, because the whole thing is very important. So, the Mordechai mentions in Achleikas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Ephraim. And he sees that the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, are divided on that point. And it is in Machlokes and in Mishnah. What's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, Machlokes and Mechase is a kerev. Taste is from the Niklav. Af kol taste is from the Niklav. So there is a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Nefrayim. Between Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Nefrayim. Rabbi Nefrayim is here, Rabbi Nefrayim is a Machlokes. Rabbi Nefrayim is here. That when Rabbi Akiva says, "Kum v'niklav,"
He is referring to the two separate things.
Tisi.
He is referring to the 30 parts
that you have,
and the guys,
and the woman. So you have one layer.
You have one layer, and then you have the membrane.
And then you have
the membrane.
And then beneath that membrane,
you have another layer of 30 parts. So the
upper layer
of the 30 parts that is undercarriage.
That is undercarriage.
So that
conforms
to the characteristic of faces.
In other words, it's a middle layer.
And it's not in the form of lumps. It's not in the form of lumps.
But then,
beneath that, let's say, that you have the carrots.
You have here the carrot.
So you have.
You have a
30 part, and then you have
a membrane,
and then you have another 30 part.
Then you have another membrane.
So you have two layers of 30 part on the carrot.
So the upper
30 part, that
the membrane
that is on the upper 30 part,
the upper portion,
30 part,
so
that conforms the characteristic
of Tasey.
Because you have
the little layer and
you can peel it off as a unit.
It's not in the form of it.
But then, when you take off
the upper
30 part, so then
here the lower.
The lower 30 part gets exactly the same.
And that's in the form of what?
According to other people,
it should be muta.
Only the upper portion of the 30
part.
It's not moving in the form.
Not the lower one, because
the upper is tasty, the lower is not tasty.
So
this is what Abinayel says.
This is what Abinayel says.
Abinayel says
that when
Rabbi Akiva says, Machil Ramachaska
Kerev Teise,
so he has reference
to two separate parts.
Teise has reference
to
the upper,
portion
of the 30 part.
The upper portion of the 30 part.
So that's Teise.
So there it is also,
if I'm using it of failure, because it's Teise,
there's an even layer,
and you can think of it all as a unit.
It's not in the form of lump.
Lump, okay?
The 30 part that covers
the bomesin, the cable,
the left stomach,
and the behemoth, that's not Teise.
So that
is Teise. That's Teise.
But then he said,
Krum v'niklav.
So Krum v'niklav,
so the
lower portion
of the 30 part
that is under caris,
even though it's not Teise, it is just
Krum v'niklav,
and it's not Teise.
So it also comes.
In other words, so the Teise is according to
Rav Nefraim.
His reference to
the upper portion of the 30 part
and the Krum v'niklav,
even though it's not Teise,
so his reference
to the lower portion of the 30 part.
So
in other words, so there is a
difference between the lower portion of the 30 part
that is under cable
and the 30 part that
covers the cable.
The bones are not Teise.
But
the
30 part that covers the cable,
because it's not Teise,
so it does not come with
the
and the 30 part,
the lower portion of the 30 part,
or the 30 part,
that even though
it's not Teise,
but the upper portion
is Teise,
so mainly the lower portion that is not Teise also comes
within this achilev.
And the Haifa, I mean, it's a machlokes.
According to one,
according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutar lagamrei.
And according to
Rabbi Nefraim, there is a clear cut.
So,
according to Rabbi Yehiel,
Teise Krum v'niklav
has reference
is
to one thing.
And according to Rabbi Nefraim, Teise Krum
has reference
to the upper portion.
Has reference to the upper portion.
So, Mimele,
any other
petty portion
that covers,
and that is not Teise is
Mutar.
But we got the keres.
That in the lower portion, that is not
Teise.
So that is all.
So the Teisef is reference to the upper portion, and Kumbi Niklaf is reference to the lower portion.
All right.
Now, so you go over Simi Samadayot.
And the Mordechai
mentions the machlekes
between
Rabbi Meir and the Sanhedrin.
The Lord that he says in the face.
Omar Av. Chilef Toi Yosefei. Tomei Eini Seisef.
The thing there is Chilef Toi,
let's say now
we pass like Rabbi Akiva.
Oh,
Rabbi Shmuel Shom Amitim Rabbi Zom.
Not like Rabbi
Sita from Rabbi Shmuel himself.
So,
now what he means
that it has to be
Chilefei Chum V'Nikla. So,
which Chilef is also
so the Chilef
and the
Alakeret, that means
the
Chilef that is on the Keres and the woman,
the first stomach,
and also
the Chilef
that is on
the Bisakim,
the
second stomach and the third stomach. But according to Rabbi Akiva,
to be excluded, we are
bimayid
the Chilef Shel Akiva, because
Chilef Shel Akiva and
the Edomest in the fourth stomach
is not
the Teisef Chum
V'Nikla.
And we are also bimayid
the Chilef
Shel Gabi
Adakim
at the first layer
of the Dakim,
the first Amo layer of the Dakim.
Not
the Chilef that covers
the counter, the coil,
after the first Amaleya
of the Dai.
The counter of Shmuel.
It's Osea.
The counter of Akiva.
It's Muta.
So in other words, suppose you have
the Chilef.
Suppose you have a Nekev
in the Daki.
Beyond the first
Amaleya.
So it's Muta,
this Chilef.
And
you have a Nekev.
And this
Chilef
Toya
is
blocked.
So the halacha is that that's
a good protection.
A good protection.
Why? Because how is it?
Chilef Toya says
symptom in the system. So it's not just
exercise cause. After all,
this is based upon the tears.
Why does something
serve as a protection? Because it blocks it well.
So Chilef Toya.
Why is it Toya?
It's Toya because it's not a simple. In order to come within this of
it has to have a hidden
layer.
And it's capable of
being peeled off.
But if it
doesn't have a hidden layer,
if the layer is in the form of lumps,
and you
can't peel off
the whole layer.
I mean
like a simlop.
So the male.
So
that means that it is a good protection, you see.
So
if it is
Chilef Toya,
so Mele it's a good protection.
Chilef Toya says
Tommy in his is
Rafish is on Marech.
Let's
see the Rash.
Chilef Toya says
Kim Dakim Shenipu,
that means
the Dakim after the first
Amaleya.
In other words,
because why the Toya?
Because it is so
impregnated
that it cannot
be peeled off
easily. So,
so there it has an
even layer. So, in other
words, it can be peeled off.
So it's
not
a good blocking.
The Chilef Amchas is a Kerev,
say it's more.
Ein Estima.
Why? If he's Ein Achibu,
El Ateis.
El Ateis.
Boy, Rav Zeir,
Chilef Chai Omai.
Now, we have
Aloch HaChilef Toyer, you
see?
How about Chilef Chai
Omai? So every Chilef is Mita. Daf Geoma.
Chilef
Toya says, and by name Toya,
or do you know
the habit?
It's not the aloche
that chilev that is
toya.
He says it.
Chilev that is toya
happens to be
tasing.
Tasing means it has a little layer.
It's impregnated.
You cannot peel it off the way you peel off,
let's say,
a peel
of a shell
of a fruit.
So
that's only shayach regabei
dechile
toya that
is the behema. So
that has the attribute
of
that
is the attribute. So that is the attribute
that it is
not easy.
That it is not easy. Masayike.
So mele,
it's not a good
protection.
Masayike
chayo.
So b'mitzias
is the same kind of chilev,
like the chilev
tomei of a behemo.
Except that the Torah didn't ask it.
So mele, it has no relevance to
say. My daf come a chilev tomei
if I'm not a toye, or you should have it. So the Gemara
says,
"Omar Abaye, my
boyo,
nei di shor ba'achile aduk
eloi ma'adu.
Aduk eloi ma'adu. So
it cannot be
esteemed. It cannot work.
Ha'hu nekev."
The sat mechilev
tom.
The also ikamid of.
So there was a
nekev.
That was blocked.
It was a nekev. Let's say on the keres.
And it was blocked
by chilev tom.
So it was presented
before Rove.
Omar Rove l'may
meyichesh.
In other words, Rove was
disposed to be matered.
Chod the Omar Avseishes chilev tom
and Amiseis.
So he wanted to rely on Rav
Sheishis. There is a machlokes
between Rav and Rav Sheishis.
Vei,
that the Ochos, on the main of Shul
Yisroel. Om Rav
Poplero, ve...
Rav,
Yisur et Eraise, va Atamre,
that the Ochos, on the main of Shul Yisroel. I mean, all right, so you have one
man down.
But Rav is Chile.
And it's a question of
Eraise, and it's a chorus.
So...
I mean,
here it's not a chorus.
Here the question is in regard to treifes. In regard to treifes, it's a
miserable
of treifes. So, and you rely
on the sheet of Rav
Sheishis when there is a machlekes
in the reis.
Hold on, Toya. Let's not make a call. Let's share case ways.
Nehuda, you go by your business. Atiyo Hosom, he has given
in Afkum, Mitziba Akin, Pinus
Abai,
the Terrible of Akin, and Chris Sanega.
Really come.
Omer of Mayor, the Mammy Tamil Shom Roteo,
the Hamtu Shodi,
Akin Sanega, the Yom Atiyo
Tommy Achi Akin and Lift.
Vim Tima creates of
God of Matras,
Madvil, and the
Inter, Valmer Hosotino of the Heres,
Upachi,
Shame on Tara the
Shvir, the Holkahos of Tira
of Minum Shop Sorai.
So how do we know
that Atiyo
Chosar Amameinom
Shom Yisrael?
Because if there is a negative bias,
the Kain has to take a look at it.
And if the Kain finds
a Tomei,
so he's masked the bias,
and the bias is Tomei.
Now suppose if the Kain
looks at it,
and there are a number of Kain inside the house,
and the Kain declares
it is Tomei, so everything is
lost.
So everything is lost.
Here the Torah
says, before the king inspected,
we should clear the house,
take out all the keli.
Why?
In order to protect the bailim
against
monetary loss. And what kind of monetary loss did the Torah have in mind? Not kli matres, not godin, because matres and
godin,
so even if they become tomei, there is still an eight. So why did the Torah have to advise him to take them out? There is no...
There will be no
real loss, even if it remains. there. So it will be Tomei. All right. So it'll be Tomei, and then he'll be tabled the Kehu Dichlimat. So obviously, when the Torah says, Upina Akin is Abayis, Upina is Abayis, the Terem Yom Akin is an Egad, that we should clear all the Kehu from the Bayis. The Torah had reference. The Torah had reference not to Klimatches, but to Klicheres, because Klicheres is the Eilu Sakonel Mishvir. So that would certainly involve the monetary loss, and the Klicheres are of a relative low value of Klicheres, as compared, contrasted with Klimatches. Still, the Torah wanted to prevent the loss of losing Klicheres, which is of low value. Or something that is substantial. Certainly, Teo is Chosom Lenshlis. Omer Rav Popular Rovi, Rav, the Mahod, the Rav Dom Aliyo, Tomin is Nisim, Utrei Viso and Raisi, Vieshlon Lerach HaMachmir, the Kaimon Shalte Olach HaMachmir, Viet Amret, Hateo Chosom Lenshlis. Miyomin Kanduki, Miyomin, that was his name, he was a potter, he made pots. Igolei Bastiket Dufi. So he had an anchor, he had a jug of honey, and it remained uncovered. And in Zman Chazal, so there was a possibility, lest if a mashkin was left exposed, uncovered, so there was a possibility, lest nochosh, a snake, injected its venom, its poison, into that liquid in those days. It's because the Nechoshim were Mitzui. So, Miyomin Kanduke Yigal Ebastke Lidofshe. So, a jug of honey became uncovered. Also, so, the question is whether we're allowed to drink it. Maybe not, because of the possibility of a Nechosh injecting its venom. Chodet itnan shleisho maskin asurim mishim gilu hayayim v'amayim v'acholov u'shokla maskin mitorim. So Dvash is not one of the three. That again was mentioned by Rav. Omele, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok v'Rove, Repshim el Visakones Nefoshes, V'yatam re'ati ochoz almen shol Yisroel. You see, you mentioned it on the comment. It says that when is it Osea? Mishim Sakone only in regard to three mashkin. Because these three mashkin, Nechoshim snakes, are very accustomed to drink from. Mashinkin, other mashkin, snakes usually don't drink. But there is still an element of sakonis nefoshes. Usually they don't drink. But sometimes a snake decides to drink from mashkin other than these three. So how can you rely on the shita l'tanekame? Because l'tanekame that you only have to be cheshish. For the three mashkin, not other mashkin, but Rabshim Nishilikin, he holds that there is an issue of sakone of drinking, giving me dvash that has been exposed. So the Gemara now is pointing out, where is Rav Shimon Chilek on that? Rav Shimon Mai, Itanya Chamishayim B'mishim Gil, Tzir, V'chemetz, Shemen U'dvash U'muritz. So Rav Shimon mentions in the list dvash also. Rav Shimon Eimei Afyeish Ben Mishum Gil. So Rav Shimon is Chelika. So Tanekame says Chamisho Eimei Ben Mishum Gil. And what if Chamisho is Dvash? Rav Shimon says Afyeish Ben Mishum Gil. So Viyoma Rav Shimon Ani Roisi Nochos Sheshotzi Abitzin. So Rav Shimon, in order to prove his point, said the Chachomim, I myself saw how a snake tasted from dvash, but that's unusual. Omru le'shat yavi ve'mivim raim nashet. In other words, this nochosh that you saw was not who drank from the dvash was not a normal nochosh, but a normal nochosh doesn't drink any dvash, so merely it doesn't inject its poison into it. Kaduke mechakad, vastike katsho dvash, hafshim meisem shum gil, vikam vikul sakon sifosis, v'yeish lo nolach, leile chacha amach, eim ba mishum gil, shei nochosh eisem, shei teo yeisem nochosh, שאישו מחושם עסקים יציל. אומר לי, שרוב עשה, תרנחם ביצרוק, אידה לי מי ביציאה. In other words, what did Rove say at first? Rove said that only he mentioned the Aloch of Tanakam, that only three Mashkinah Asur Mishigil, but Vashnat, Adam Ashkenat. And then Rav Nachman Ba'i Yitzchok said, no, you cannot rely on Tanakam Mishite when there is a machleke between Tanakam and Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, we have to be chayishish, for Sakonis Nefoshes, even in connection with Vash. So the Gemara says, Omalei, Rabbi said to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Eidele, me is Bitzir. You have to concede in connection to Tzir that we don't have Chishish. To Rav Pope, Rav Nebrit, Rav Yishiv, Rav Onon, Kav, Le Giluye, Shorali Bitzir. Whenever something was exposed, so they mixed it with Tzir. So we see that the Nochosh doesn't drink from Tzir. Omalei, so then this is what Rove said Rav Nachman Ba'i Yitzchok. Omalei, so Rav Nachman Ba'i Yitzchok said, Eidel and Mias, Omalei, so Rav Nachman Ba'i Yitzchok said to Rove, Eidel and Mias Midvash, to Rav Shimon Ben Elozor, Koye Kavosi, Itanye, so Rav Shimon Ben Elozor agrees with Rav Shimon, that Dvash is Asur Mishmgil. The whole Rav Popper, Ravunim, Rav Yishuv, Ravunim, Kavali, Giluye, Shem Mitzia, Omalei, Eidle and Mies, Midvash, the Rav Shimon Elozor, Koye, Kavos. The Tanya, Vechino, Rav Shimon Elozor, Eise, Midvash. So in other words, so we see that in regard to Dvash, Rav Shimon is not the only Tanya who says that we have to be Chish. So the Mele, we pass like that in regard to Dvash. Omele Rol Ralech Mayitzchok, Eile mi al kor bitzir lekaim lo mikra pshimen, ta apo vechich li pozor bitzir, les lechaz kavose bitvash naam elich hakose. Ka ave migli diluye mayim uyayin ave shel bitzir, vishy atzir seye vseyare, vishy marzik, mazik, vishy isnes in golu, Eile mi dvash, ilchaz kavosayi, לא זה כבוס לרב שימן, סתומה, כבוס לרב שימן, סתומה הוא רב שימן יכול. So this is my mom who's going to say that it's Tam Rav Shimon that means Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Omar Rav Nachman, Chile v'osu ki keiva ein isei isein. That if the Chile in the form of a helmet, so it's not a isei. Now the question is, where is it? What is it referring to which kind of chelem? That it's osu ki keiva. It's in the form of helmet. Heyche, amre lo chite di kakashi. That's the chelem that covers, that's the chelem that is near the rectum. So that kind of a chelem is not seisim b'fnei hanekev. Not hanekev. Vi amre lo that when he says chilev osu kikeva in the seisim chilev in the form of a helmet is not seisim, he has reference to the trafshe libe, the pericardium. Now chide di karchi chilev shal chalcheles, that's on the rectum hamitzir rei shekirin tabchi osu krotin krotin kein chidi v'nikvo. So if there is an ekev, but this chelev is a isei, loy mehane, utreiv, ukreitin agulin ein tmei keiva. That's why it's called ekev. Traf shel libe, shim nalev osu ki keiva, valev nirbe, ein isei sin, nik valev reye bisomuchle, vihusei, vahayne taimed reye asmucha bishim nalev. The Avro gab the Heiner in Bisse Wesley Godel, and Maito Mechetuch Adune, who treife. Valko, the Alkoch, הרי נקבע שנסיר לך בלי נקף, וסתום איזו עיניו. עומר רוב, שמאס נעים את רב נחמן טרד, חימצה ובר חימצה. חימצה ובר חימצה. So in other words, I heard from Rav Nachman in regard to two things. One is chimtze and one is bar chimtze. Chad sosi v'chad lo yisosi. This is reference to the fatty parts that cover the kevo. That cover the kevo. So you have the keshes, the greater curvature is in the form of a curvature. And then you have inside, you have the seres keshes. There it's the lesser curvature. The lesser curvature. So we have chimtze ubar chimtze. One type of chilev that is in the kevo is eisi. And the other type of chilev that is in the kevo is not seis. In other words, what's the aloche? The aloche is something that is seis, something that is tome is not seis. So the one that is in the keshes, so according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's not osea, so that is seis. So the one that is, there are two lashonos in the Gemara. Whether the machlekes is in regard to the keshes, machlekes in regard to the keshes, but the yisiras hakeshes is certainly muta. Or the machlekes is in the yisiras hakeshes, but in the keshes, everybody admits that it's osir. So anyway, there is one type of chilev that is osir and one type of chilev that is muta. All right. So one is called chimtze, one is called bachimtze. So the one that is mutar is eisei. The one that is osea is not eisei. Chatzos and chadus osea. We don't have any name. Ravune, bachinene, Ravune breed Rav Nachman omar, bachimtze sosi. There's the iseres hakeshes, the way he passed. The chilev in the lesser curvature. So that's toya, so it's eisei. But chimtze in the chilev in the greater curvature is tasif from the nikra. So it's chilev tome, it's loisos. One is called, so the greater curvature, the chilev in the greater curvature, that is osar, is called chilev tome, so it's not tasif. And in the smaller, in the lesser curvature, it's called chilev toya. So it is tasif. אמר רב טאבז וסימונוך יובה כיח הבן מכיח אוב. Because in the lesser curvature is inside, that's called בן. So it's יובה כיח הבן מכיח תושמה. דומר רב נחמן אינו מייחלך Uldidon mistam namalisosim. This is how Rashi explains it. In other words, there is a machlekes between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel. Ligabi the chilev akiv. Now, ligabi chilev akiv, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So we pasken like Rabbi Akiva that in order to come within the iser of chilev, it has to be tasif krum v'nikum. Now, chilev akevo, whether it is reference to the keshes or the yiseres akeshes, so chilev akevo is not teisif kumbinik. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's osa. It's still osa. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's muta. So, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they relied completely on the shita of Rabbi Akiva. In the Bnei Bavel, they were machmir like Rabbi Shmuel. So Mele, that means that Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who are nei completely like Rabbi Akiva. So they were accustomed to eat the chilev that is alakim, because to them it's muta. And the Bnei Bovel, who were cheshish for the shite of Rabbi Yishmael, so they abstained from eating the chilef shal gadaki. So Toshmanum Rav Nachman, inu meich lachle. The Bnei Yat Yisroel, they passed completely chavakive, that in order to come with the Yisra of chilef, it must be tesef from veniklav. So the meil chilef shal gadaki, who is not tesef from veniklav. So the meil, they want to get there to eat it. Uldidon, Mr. Nameli Sosim. Uldidon, Mr. Nameli Sosim. So there is no, it doesn't make sense that we in Bovel should be so machmia that we should declare, that she should declare a cable that has a neck, and then it is blocked, it is covered by the chelev she'al gabei akeivo. So it's not mistaber that we should say that it's treiv. Because since the Eretz Yisrael are so makel that they eat it, even though vis-a-vis eating it, what kind of a question is involved here vis-a-vis eating it? Not a mere deraisa, but it is a chorus. If somebody eats chelev that is osea, he's chayv chorus. Still, the Eretz Yisrael was so convinced that Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva, that they were accustomed to eat the chelev shel gadakivo. So it doesn't make sense that we should be machmir ligabi treves. In other words, why? Because chelev is mochomo, chelev is a misakores, and chelev and treve is only a misalav. So if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael rely on Rabbi Akiva so much that they are not even cheshish in regard to misakores like chelev, so we, even if we are machmir, Ligabe Achille, we are machmir because Achille involves an Isakores. Masheinke Ligabe Treves, which is only a question of love. There is no reason as to why the Bovel should be machmir. This is how Rashi explains it. Domar Rav Nachman, Inu Meichloch, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Anat Cheshish, for the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, even in connection with Chelev, that is an Isakores. So if we are Machmir, we should be Machmir in connection to this chorus. We shouldn't eat Chelev that is Mechase Sakemo, but not to go so far that we should declare that if there is a Nekev in the Kemo, and then the Chelev covers it, that it shouldn't be considered as a protection. After all, according to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it is sure that the chilev al gavakevo is toyer, and if it's toyer, it has to be a protection. So even though we don't want to be making in regard to the eating of chilev, because that involves in Isakores, but in regard to the eating of treve, the possibility of eating treve, there we can rely on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So he says, beat me up. Ulidon afle mister namely sosim, beat me up. Lidon ne bovel neid le achle, le hoche miu marzikinole, bichol of toya, li seise, shmayos nine. Hayidi plige be the outsol ne bovel. Korale Rav Nachman Bayitzrok Chimt. So what does Rav Nachman Bayitzrok call Chimtze? Chimtze is like chometz. So he calls the chilev. The chilev shal gabe hakeim. So he said, Rav Nachman says, chimtze uba chimtze. Chad sosim v'chad lo isosim. And then Rav Tovis gave the simen yofi kiyecha ben mikiyecha av. So that means that the bar chimtze is osim, because that's toye. Masha'in kein the chimtze da'av, that means not the yiseres hakeshes, not the chilev at the fatty portion and the lesser curvature, but the chimtze, the chilev and the greater curvature, that is not tzeisim, because that we consider as tome, and tome is not tzeisim. Tommy is not saying. mit mir dom nim bavel lachl mit mir ze kinlei khoftel ye sei ze spam ge tuin mer som bavel kor ge lachn bei khimtsi va hayne daisere khilev shebi mikei hayesea shakei vo va hayne daiser why is it called aisere because she khilev shebi kei hayesea shakei vo asuyo kikeshes ומבחוץ, the greater curvature, is kora kashd, like a bow. ומבנים inside the oval, that's the lesser curvature, kora dai sayo. So with a sayo pleading, and the machleikes between Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Akiva is in connection with dai sayo, the yesa. In other words, the lesser curvature. This is the first lotion. And Rashi passes like the first lotion completely. Da kashti kol alma lepliginos. In other words, you see, we have it Roshe according to Rabbi Akiva, that it has to be teisev from the nikla. Teisev from the nikla. What does it mean teisev from the nikla? Teisev from the nikla means that it's not in the form of lumps. But it's like a zimlo that is spread out. It's in the form of a plane, not in the form of lumps, one higher, one lower, but it's in the form of a plane. Plane, I mean, in other words, without any lumps. So, and it's readily peelable. You can peel it off. You can peel it off. But sometimes, So as far as the chilev, the fatty portion that covers, let's say the keres, so then there couldn't be any controversy because that is obviously an even layer. Obviously an even layer. But sometimes, you know, you become involved in the question, is it an even layer or it's not an even layer? So more or less it is an even layer. But not completely an even layer. This is akashte, the greater curvature in the king. So they are more or less, it's in the form of an even layer. So memele seems more or less, it's in the form of an even layer. So kolamu le pligidosa, so yipo rabba kiva is me. Ki pligidaisa. The machlim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is in regard to the chilev in the lesser curvature of the cave, inside the lesser curvature. So there, it's definitely not in the form of an even layer. So mele according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's still osea, it still comes within the isa of chilev, a contra by kive, it does not. So in other words, so this is what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, chimtze ubar chimtze, chad sosim, v'chad loy sosim. And then Rav Huna, Brother Rav Nachman said, to explain it, Bar Chimtze Sosi. Bar Chimtze is the child. Why is it called Bar Chimtze? Because the lesser curvature, it's inside. And Chimtze is called the Av. That's why you say, Simonoch Yofi Keyachat Ben Mikeyachat. So in the Keshes, if you have a Nekev in the cable, and the keshes itself, the chilev of the keshes covers it, so then it's not a protection, because that is awesome. But if you have a nekev in the cable, and the bachim tzeblak covers it, the lesser curvature, so then it's toyer, because that's definitely not in the form of a plane, of an even layer. That's in the form of lumps. One pisea, I mean higher, lower. It's not in the form of a similar prusa, of an even layer, that is easy, readily pillared. But, so menele, it's doyer. If it's doyer, so it's very mehudek. If it's not readily pillared, it means it's impregnated into the bosom. It's impregnated into the bosom. So mele, it's a good protection. It's a good protection. All right. So, da kashti klal nu li pligid osa. This is the first lush. Di bei li bnei bovel, bein lufni marove osa. Da afilu rabba kivi doma li il teisiv, kum vini klaf osa. Da hai nami li teisiv domi. Why does he say li teisiv domi? Because it's not so poshet, you see. The chilev, the fatty portion that covers the carrots, so there couldn't be any question as to the attribute of teisiv kum v'nifa. It's definitely teisiv kum v'nifa. But here there could be some question. There could be some question because it's more or less in a plane, in the form of an evil layer, but not completely in a plane, in the form of an evil layer. So there's a little bit, it partakes of the nature of lumps, but more or less of an evil layer. So Mimele, Rashi says, the anomaly tasted on me because it's not mamish tasted. Tasted on me. Shane Mechuba, Elobem Takeshis. Keep Liga Dyson. The Bovel Savoy for a bin Shmuel. The Oma Kol Kumvinik Lav Hilf Domeu. Why name Kumvinik Lavu? So Niklavu, Ubne Mahove, Kiravakive, the Boye, Tasif Kumvinik Lav. Why love tasted food? Now the question is, so according to Rashi, this is the first lashon. And the first lashon Rashi says collaborates the memory of Rav Breder Rav Nachman, who said, Bar Chimtze Sosim, Chimtze Loi Sosim. Chimtze, the father, that means the greater curvature. That is Osea, so Mele, it's not so Mehudek. Some mele, it is Louis Ossin, and Bachim says the lesser curvature, inside, the chile that is inside of the caches, of the ego. So that is Toya, because that's definitely in the form of lumps. It's not in the form of an ego layer. Some mele, it's Louis Ossin. It's loisos. So mele it's awesome, I'm sorry. So mele it's awesome, the bachim say it's awesome, because it's in the form of lumps. So yofi ki yachaben, mikeyach, ha. So the bnei Eretz Yisrael passed completely like Rabbi Akiva, and they want him cheshish for the yeshite of Rabbi Shmuel. Even in regard to an Issachoras, to the eating of Chelev. But the Bnei Bovel, they were cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And they did not rely on Rabbi Akiva in regard to the eating of, in regard to eating it. Because that involved the Shaila of Chelev, of course. Masheinke, Ligabe, so the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Inu Meichaloch. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael even rely on Rabbi Akiva to eat it, even though it involves a question of chorus. Udon Mr. Namli Sosim. So can we say that we should be so machmia? We should say that it doesn't even black. So the question is, why Monefshech? Lididon, but Lididon, we are machmia Bnei Bona. So we are cheshish for Rabbi Shmuel Shite. So if Achish for Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? That it comes within the Issa of Chelev. If it comes within the Issa of Chelev, say it's Chelev Tomei. If it's Chelev Tomei, it shouldn't be same. So why does he say beat me up? Will the Dom Mr. Namely Sosim? The answer is, in regard to an Issa Kores, there is more reason to be Machmia than in regard to an Issa Lav. Whether it's Seisim or not Seisim, so what's the difference? If it is Seisim, it's not Reifi. If it is not Seisim, it is Reifi. What is treifen is love, but there is no chorus. There is no chorus. So mimele, that's why he says, beat me up. Inu meichaloch. Will the dana for Mr. Namele sasa? Mr. Namele sasa. That's one lush. And Rashi says we pass like that lush. Second lush, nikedamre. Da'ayitz der Rekulam und Pluge Disho, Ki Pluge Da'akash, Da'ayitz der Rekulam und Pluge Disho, So that means, according to the second motion, so in the Yisere Sakeshes, in the lesser curvature, so even Rabbi Yishmoel will be made at its mutter. Even Rabbi Yishmoel will be made at its mutter. So where will he? So in other words, the question of Isis, how can Rabbi Yishmoel say that it's mutter? Bishlim Rabbi Akiva, so here's it, Roshe, it has to be tasted. It has to be tasted. So the Yisere Sakeshes, the lesser curvature, the chilev, the lesser curvature of the kevo is in the form of lumps. Mashenke, but Rabbi Shmuel, he darshens, es kol ha-chilev.